This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
And we're back here on Loud and Local in studio right now. Merry Christmas, College Radio. What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Yeah, it's the Loud and Local debut of this band. They've been working hard for a while now, a couple of years, I believe. And it's the debut. So I guess without any further ado, let's go around the room and introduce yourselves and tell us what you do for College Radio.
What's up? I'm Evan. I play bass.
My name is Gordon. I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Taylor, and I play guitar and backup vocals.
And I'm Cody, and I play drums.
Right on, guys. Well, I guess let's start at talking about you guys. Like, let's in the comic book genre, you could say origin story. What's the origin story of College Radio, if you will?
I guess it come from me. Did a lot of touring and some other bands.
Yeah.
And one of my big passions was like the punk rock scene, the pop punk scene. So I started writing some songs. And I took a break from touring and came up with this band called College Radio. And then I met Cody via the internet.
Yeah, one of my buddies, Randy, knew Youth through I Declare War. And then I was out with our old bassist, Dylan. Shout out to him. And then it all just came together.
Right on. And then you found some other members and you guys came aboard and... How'd that come out? You guys Craigslist or like Guitar Center, or you just knew each other through the scene?
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
Grindr, Tinder.
Yeah, no, not so much of those.
Bumble.
But no, I mean, I met Gordon through social media. I mean,
okay.
I've ran into him a couple times. Like,
hey man,
like
it's 2019. That's how it's natural that it happens that way, dude. It's almost easier to meet people online than you know, face to face.
Truly is, and it's one of those too where it's some of the bands I played in. That's like Taylor was. He played a show that Enterprise played that we did with Chelsea Grinner a long time ago, and I believe the drummer of No Home, another band I play with, that you guys were both there actually.
Yeah, exactly.
And Craig, the singer of No Home, so it's nice tight-knit community of musicians out here.
So, you know, it's funny because we haven't actually played the songs yet, but if you're listening, you're like, okay, this is probably going to be super brutal. These guys played in I Declare War and Enterprise Earth and No Home, man. I'm getting ready to mosh. You know, honestly, the music's a little closer to Green Day than Suicide Silence. What made you guys want to do, you know, a little bit softer, a little bit more like jump up and down as opposed to, you know, Kung Fu in the Pit? What made you guys want to start a pop punk and fun band? As opposed to, like, an angry band.
I mean, you think about, like, you get so used to seeing the aggressive, the violent side. Playing something that's more fun, sing along. I want to see people crowd surf and push mosh with a smile than someone hitting in the floor. But and it's fun, too. It's a passion background that I think we've all grew up listening to. Green Day is a big influence, if you can't tell. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of all about the nostalgia, which is everybody can relate to.
Yeah. Right on, dude. Well, so you guys are going to be playing a big show here coming up on the 22nd, which is next Sunday. Classic Christmas with a band that we've had on the show before, Duke Evers, as well as the Classic Crime. Is this like a yearly thing for the Classic Crime, the Classic Christmas?
They've been doing it for about 10 years.
Wow.
I think they took a year or two off, but trying to just bring it back, so... Thank you, Classic Crime, for bringing it back and having us.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be an annual thing for us.
Yeah, right. So how'd you guys get on that show? Is it just through hustling and working hard, or do you know people in the band, or did they approach you? How'd that go?
Hustling and working hard, I want to say.
Yeah. Sick, dude. Well, glad you guys are able to get on that big show. It's, again, next Sunday. It's a Classic Christmas. You guys going to wear some Christmas sweaters or some Christmas swag?
Heck yeah.
Planning on it.
Absolutely.
Nice ones.
We got antlers. We got hats. We're ready.
Santa hats. Yes. Yes. All right. But before we go into a couple songs here, I got to ask you, and we're going to put you on the spot. What's the coolest Christmas present you ever got as a little kid?
Nintendo 64!
Yes! Yes. Absolutely.
Megazord.
Yeah,
that was Megazord.
Megazord, yes.
I gotta go the lame answer, my first base.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I got a Squire P base.
It changed your life?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta agree with you with, like, my kit.
Yeah.
That was pretty exciting.
Not absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that turned me from a lame kid into a lame kid with a base.
Yes, exactly. Right on. So again, College Radio in studio. They're playing next Sunday, Classic Christmas with Classic Crime and Duke Evers at Numos. Tickets are available now. And yeah, you can check it out on the Numos website. We're going to go into a couple songs here. Northwest, and we got Comatose. So Northwest, I mean, come on. Is this an anthem for this area?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. You guys got a lot of Northwest pride. You guys from this area?
Oh, yeah.
Born and raised.
Yeah, I'm from Whidbey Island.
Nice.
253, my friend. 253.
Gig Harbor, Washington.
All right, let's go into it. We got College Radio here on Loud and Local. you like what you hear from College Radio, you can go to KISW.com and you can actually check out the concert calendar. They're going to be playing with the Classic Crime, Duke Evers, and that's a classic Christmas next Sunday. We got the info up there. It's a yearly tradition for the Classic Crime, and College Radio going to be pumping up the jams, man. You guys going to be all decked out with holiday cheer. And again, congratulations on getting on that big show, and also congratulations on a pretty rad run you guys have had so far. 2020 is looking to be pretty good for you guys. Am I right?
Thank you. Hoping so.
That's the idea, yeah.
Write some more music, put out some more music, do some traveling, I think, too. Get out of the state of Washington, or I guess more out of the Pacific Northwest, because we've gone to Oregon quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's time to get this party on the road.
Expand.
Hell yeah.
All across the West Coast, that'd be fun.
So you guys, speaking of new music and doing that, we're actually going to debut a new song here in just a few. But before we get to that, I'd like to kind of cover a little bit of bases and go back to square one with you guys. So if you don't mind, let's go down memory lane. Mm-hmm. So let's think. We were talking about like how influential it was on Christmas to get your bass and to get your drum set. Let's think about your first exposure to music that you really started to get into. Whether it's embarrassing or not, let's go down memory lane. What was the first CD, tape, vinyl, whatever, the first form of physical media that you purchased on your own, not given to you by a cooler older brother or your grandparents? What was the first one that you actually used your allowance money or whatever it is on? And we'll start with you, man.
I'm proud to say my first album was Prolonging the Magic by Cake.
There you go.
And I still absolutely jam to this one.
Just going the distance, yeah.
That very day.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that one is just bass in your face. I definitely knew what I wanted to do.
Nice, dude. And was that like an early thing? Like, there's a lot of bass in that. What made you want to pick up the bass?
That record? Honestly, cool. I was just like, oh, I guess that's what I like now.
Yeah.
That's me.
I never really thought about that, but you're right. Cake has a emphasis on the bass, you know?
Oh, yeah, so it's real heavy.
Awesome, dude. And how about you, Gordon? What was your first CD, tape, or form of physical?
This one's going to be super embarrassing just because, like, if we're eliminating something you got from a cool family member and all that, this physically bought on your own, the first cassette I ever bought was the Titanic soundtrack.
Midnight in my dreams.
There's some bangers on that one.
Oh.
Hey, Celine Dion, man.
Not embarrassing at all.
And then years later, Newfound Glory would cover it. So
I think that's why I got it, because I knew that eventually that they would cover it.
Yeah, sure you did.
I got to learn it now.
Hey, man, no shame, dude. I think the first one I got was No Doubt Tragic Kingdom. So, you know, some people would be like, guy from Metal Shop got No Doubt Tragic Kingdom? What a loser. But I still rock that record anyways. So, hey, I don't believe in guilty pleasures. I don't think you should, you know, feel guilty for anything you find pleasure in, unless it's something really creepy. So, anyways, continuing on.
I think, I got two albums at the same time for my exposure to, like, heavy, like, music as a younger child.
Yeah.
One of them was, the first one was Satellite by P.O.D.
Okay, and, yeah.
You know, that album, like, still, like, I hold a huge place in my heart for. Like, that was basically my Hybrid Theory by Linkin Park, so to speak.
Absolutely.
The next CD I'm probably going to get hate for, but it was Silver Side Up by Nickelback.
Hey, man. Like I said, no shame, dude. No shame in your roots. And, you know, whether or not you rock it today, it obviously caught your ear when you were a kid.
So. I mean, it's still one of the greatest albums ever. Like, and I think it was, it was even before I even had an actual favorite band. I mean, Nickelback, like, they were awesome. And, I mean, they still are, but as much as people hate them now, but for whatever reason.
Guys, College Radio, going to do a Nickelback cover?
Yes.
Are we doing
100%.
It? 100%.
We've done so many already.
Oh, okay.
People are tired of it by now.
All right.
He can only play Photograph so many times live.
And how about you, man?
It's hard to tell because I can't recall if I was borrowing them from my brother or if they're actually mine.
Yeah.
But I think the first one was actually Still Not Getting Any by Simple Plan.
Okay.
I think that was my first go-to CD.
Right on, man. Dude, that, it's weird because Simple Plan, I think about them, and they were doing like a 20-year anniversary show like recently or something, or they did like a comeback tour. And I was like, I didn't know they went anywhere, but hey, man, dude. So, yeah, of course, we got from all over the place. We got, if you really, if think about it, the perfect mixture. So if you combine the Titanic soundtrack with Cake, Nickelback, and POD, and Simple Plan, you get College Radio, right?
I mean, that's pretty perfect.
That's pretty much that's sounds the sound it. Of College Radio. So if you're just tuning in, we got College Radio. They're playing next Sunday at Numo's, December 22nd. And guys, let's think here, like, you know, whether it be bands that continue to be around or old school bands that are not with us anymore, what are a couple of your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Well, I'm wearing the t-shirt that says that all, Sunny Day Real Estate.
Oh, great band, yeah.
I wish they were still together, but, you know, they'll be one of the greatest bands to come out of Seattle. In my opinion.
Yeah, man. Jeremy Enoch. What a great songwriter.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Too good. I'm going to go back, and it's the alternative punk rock band Aiden. That one.
Okay,
before,
yeah.
Like, you know, like, kick butt band. Like, they were one band that just kind of surprised me as a kid, where it's just like, whoa, everybody keeps coming out to these shows.
Yeah.
They put on a killer live show. Like, they were one of my all-time favorites as a kid.
Yeah.
Personally, them and a band called Fall From Grace.
Oh, I remember Fall From Grace, too. I worked at KGRG. We played Fall From Grace and Aiden. I remember, dude, people may not remember Aiden that much now these days because I haven't seen them play shows in quite a while. But there was a time, man, I saw people with Aiden tattoos. I mean, there was a hardcore Aiden fan base there for a few years. And they played a Warped Tour, and they toured all over the world. So, yeah, absolutely. And what about you guys? Any other bands?
My absolute favorite is definitely the Blood Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Just no competition. I was diehard fan. I saw them a ton of times, have all the records, just absolutely in love.
Very original sound. Very, very original sound. Like, yeah. No one was really like them, and that was kind of awesome. So.
And no one still is.
Exactly.
Still waiting. That's a vacuum I'd like to be filled.
All right.
And I'm going to show some love for Nirvana and Soundgarden.
Hey, man. Dude. You got to. That's the voice from my childhood, man. Like, Kurt Cobain and Chris Cornell, dude. RIP for both of them, so legendary. We got College Radio here, and we're about to debut a song. It's never been heard before by anyone outside of the band, I believe. So I'm stoked that you guys entrusted Loud and Local to debut this show.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of people listening that are hopefully going to set their bootlegging equipment to record this song and leak it out to the internet. the song is called Shine On, and it's going to be released here on the 27th, plus a video. And tell me a little bit about the song and what it's going to be from. Is it just a single? Is it going to be from an LP or something coming in 2020?
As of now, it's just a single, but it could lead on to something more. It was done with our friend Delrick. And
oh, yeah,
Jacob
Delrick
Hansen.
From 2Clicks.
Delrick from 2Clicks. And Jacob also did the video as well, which will be coming out around the same time, 27. Song's about hating your job,
all right.
In my opinion. Like, in my best way to describe it, but people can take what they want from it as well.
Right on, guys. Well, I mean, without any further ado, let's do it. We got Shine On, and then after that, a song, simply put, it's called Love. Woo. So College Radio, check them out next Sunday, and will you guys going to be playing the new one, Shine On?
We will.
Wow. Okay, cool. Learn the words and sing along. We got Shine On here. It's College Radio on The Rock.
You're waiting for the end. What point a tragedy, and I can't breathe in. I never wanted to be the one who let you down, but being down is all I have for now, for now, for now. Get the bottle down. Silent night, only goes so bright.
On here almost into the second hour of Loud and Local. I'm still getting used to moving up Loud and Local. We used to be on from 10 to 12, and a lot of people may not even realize that Loud and Local has gotten a much better hour, and that's one of my favorite things of 2019 is the upgrade in time. So there's a lot more focus on Loud and Local in a better time slot. A lot of people got to get to bed a little early on Sundays, so it's cool to have bands up here as early as 8 p.m., and the band in studio right now is going to be playing a show next Sunday, so this week is all about promoting this show, man. A classic Christmas with the classic crime Duke Evers and the band in studio College Radio. Any surprises? You guys got any surprises up your sleeves for the show?
You guys got to come out. Come out and check it out. 12/22 next Sunday. Numos. Doors are at 6:30. If you guys need some tickets, DM.
All right. Goes down in the DMs? Is that?
Yeah, slide into our DMs. We got some good discounted tickets. There's also links on both the website and on our page. So come out, get festive with us. We'd really appreciate it. And this holiday surprises will be there. We might look sexy, we might not.
Find out what cover we're playing.
Watch out, Mariah Carey.
You're doing a Christmas cover?
Maybe.
Top secret. But yes, probably.
All right, cool, man. Well, what are you guys going to be doing for Christmas? What's your, you guys got any holiday plans? Hanging out with your wives and girlfriends and family and whatnot?
I got my brother and his wife and all those kids coming up from New Jersey. So
that's awesome.
Nice seeing them. So that'd be cool.
Hell yeah! Right on.
Lots of family time. Both spectrums, my side and my lady Emily's side too. So
me and my wife got a kind of an early Christmas trip down to California for the My Chemical Romance reunion show.
Wow, that's awesome, man!
So that should be pretty fun.
What day is that again?
It's on the 20th. This Friday, and we're heading down to California. We're driving down there Wednesday night, and hopefully we'll be there in time for it.
And then you got to come immediately back for the show.
Yeah.
Wow, dude, that's a whirlwind weekend. But a lot of good music that are going to be jam packed into that one. So
once most in a million chance of getting those tickets.
I know.
Did they sell pretty fast?
Oh yeah, within like 3 minutes. It all sold out, and like we were definitely fortunate enough to get tickets for that show.
Your finger was just like hitting refresh.
Yeah, my wife especially, because they're her favorite band of all time, and she's never seen them live before.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a real treat for her. I've already seen him before back in like 2007, but I'm really excited to see him again.
Of course, that's awesome, guys. Well, you know, that's big for you guys, and you, after Christmas, it's New Year's, and then of course 2020, the end of a decade. Pretty crazy. We are going into a new decade, and whether that means anything to you or not, I'm curious what's next for College Radio beyond this show this next Sunday. You guys gonna, you know, work on a new album, do some touring? What's up with you guys for 2020?
Finishing an actual album. We have a bunch of singles out, but we want to put out a full-length album.
Sure.
We have some shows coming up. We haven't announced them yet, but they're going to be periodically being announced here pretty soon. So keep your eyes out for those.
We can't tell you what they are, but I can tell you objectively, they are awesome.
They are awesome. Right on. Well, for the time being, where can people you know, follow along with you? And if they can't go to the show and buy your albums or buy your CDs or anything, where can they find and stream your music and purchase it online and whatnot?
Pretty much we're on every platform you can think of. From what I know, any platform that streams or that you can buy music, you can find all of our songs. The new song, Shine On, will be on all of those on the 27th of this month. You can find us on all like social media platforms as well. It's College Radio, PNW.
Perfect.
That's it. Super simple. Come find us. If you like pop punk, if you like punk rock, or you just like having a good time.
Yeah. And Gordon, you're in another project, and are you guys also in other bands, or you know, what are the other associated projects you want to shout out?
I actually joined the band because my other band, Midnight Movie, was opening for College Radio.
Cool.
They snatched me up. So shout out to Midnight Movie. Hi, Colin and Aaron and Nate. How's it going, guys?
Yeah.
And I'm also doing a Photon Pharaoh, which is a hardcore punk band that doesn't sound anything like this.
Killer. Man, you got to send me some of your music. I'd love to play it on the show. So cool. Right on.
I love that.
And Gordon, your project?
So I play in a group called No Home with Craig, Nick, and Delric, who's from Two Clicks.
Yeah.
We just put out a new record a couple months ago, Living in Hallways. That is on all streaming platforms. Shout out to Joel and Josh from Pinup, who take care of us, and Cameron Norris from the Dreamer Agency. They also take care of everything No Home does. But check out those guys. We have more stuff coming out next year, so we're super stoked on that.
Killer. And how about you guys?
I mean, just College Radios are right Cody's on. Like main focus on music.
Hey, dude, absolutely.
I mean, I used to be in multiple bands when I was like younger, but
yeah.
It can be such a commitment, and
sure.
I mean, not everybody has the time for it.
You're all in for College Radio, dude.
Yeah,
there you go.
Much.
Yeah. Besides high school bands, I mean, this is the only one I'm committed to right now.
I like
it's been a good time.
I like it, guys. Well, right on, man. College Radio, again, playing Classic Christmas. It's a yearly thing here in the Northwest with Classic Crime, Duke Evers, and, of course, College Radio. You can get your tickets now, December 22nd at Numo's. Any shout-outs, thank yous, you know, anything you want to say before we jump into the last couple College Radio tunes here on Loud and Local?
We'll make rounds. You go first.
I'm pretty sure my mom and dad are listening. How's it
hi,
going,
mom.
You two? And hi, Emily. How are you?
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Hey, Grandma. My Emily. A shout out to Aloha Mars, Netter, All Hype, No Home, Two Clicks.
Dusty Cubby.
Dusty Cubby. Keep saying the names, boys.
I'd like to thank my my mom, Deanne, and my wife, Andrea, who's sitting at home listening right now. I love you both so much. And, of course, my brothers. I mean, if it wasn't for you guys... I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be talking on my favorite radio station of all time. So
that's awesome. Hell yeah, dude.
And I'm going to give a shout out to, you know, my parents, my mom, dad, Roger, Pam, too. Both my brothers who should be listening. And Jess, I don't know if you hopped off, but tell Kyle goodnight because I know he was sleeping, so he couldn't listen.
There you go.
And then my friends who I know are listening. And a special shout out to my buddy Dan, who, sorry, but... I beat him in the fantasy football playoffs.
Oh, no.
So I had to give that shout out, but maybe next year, man. Love you, dude. And honestly, all those people who've been showing love and support for not only this band, but all the local scene in PNW, there's some awesome bands around here. And I encourage people, if you haven't, go see some more local shows and show some love.
Amen.
Please go to local shows, support your local scene, because the scene is pretty much you guys who listen, who come out. Nobody gets to do it unless you guys are there to create it and have fun.
Hell yeah. Right on, guys. Well, again, College Radio, go see them next Sunday. Classic Crime, Duke Evers, and this band, College Radio. A Classic Christmas, December 22nd at Numo's. Tell them Loud and Local sent you. We got Thoughtless and Take Me Home. Anything you guys want to say about these songs, or should we just jam them?
Let's jam. These songs are fun.
Yeah. All right. Have some fun. Jump up and down. Stage dive off your couch. High five your mom.
Bedroom mosh.
Yes. It's Loud and Local on the Rock.
Day I am stuck with you. Anxiety that runs right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.